Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Satori all right on that far side, drills the cross into Manny. Manny with his back to goal, he turns, shoots, but the ball is blocked quite painfully by a member of the Gateshead defence. It was O'Donnell actually who got in the way of that shot, so well done to him. Hogan heads that one back in, and it's come to Manny, and off the back of Manny's head, he's headed it into the far side of the goal, and from that resultant corner from Manny's shot, then Salford got that ball headed back into the mixer by Liam Hogan, and Manny's just been able to put it into the goal. And the score as we approach about halfway, half an hour, we've got Salford City 1, Gateshead 0.
Commentator's curse there, Dave. I was just praising the Gateshead defence for how well they were dealing with the aerial deliveries and the crosses coming in, and then literally a couple of minutes later, like you say, it was a good header back across by Hogan. He was free, wasn't he? Didn't panic, didn't try to do anything. He just headed it back across. He knew that the big man Manny was there, and a bit of a flicked header, wasn't it, that looped over the keeper. So it's 1-0 to Salford.
Walker with the corner over on that far side. It's a ball into the middle. It's gone in this time. It's Devante Rodney, the substitute. Rose in the middle of the box there. Was first to that. We saw danger signs from Hogan from the last corner. This time it was substitute Devante Rodney. Got his head to it, and Foden did get a hand to it, but could only palm it into the back of the net. It's Salford 2, Gateshead 0.
Yeah, and I think that's probably going to be the end of Gateshead. They've had the mini revival there, haven't they? They put some pressure on, but that's probably going to just kill the game now, unless they can do something really quick from the kickoff.
Tom Demmett, who's just come on recently for Gateshead, he lays the ball forward looking for the number 9, Luke Armstrong, for that ball. He's cleverly shepherded out of play by Carl Piersiani, who has been solid as a rock in this Salford defence. Gaffney on the ball, runs into the middle of the box. It's turned in by Devante Rodney. Gaffney, the two substitutes combining. Gaffney coming down that left hand side, he turns it back inside. A deft little touch was just enough to put the goalkeeper off. Devante Rodney gets two in 2 minutes, and Salford now race into a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, I think that second goal just knocked the stuffing out of Gateshead a little bit, hasn't it? You know, with so little time left. And yeah, it was a good move, and as you said, the substitutes linked up well. Gaffney's shown some good promises to come on as well, hasn't he? He's shown some good touches, and he's been busy and kept involved, and nice cross and a nice little one of those flick-type finishes that you see. Almost like a back heel.
Gateshead getting the ball back down the field. That was a goal kick there for Foden. Broken in the middle of the field. This is Ollie's been well since he came off the bench. Now he's laid the ball out to this right hand side. This is Tinkler trying to dribble his way past two or three, which he manages it. Then tries the shot, which the keeper was not equal to.
Ah, there's the goal they've been waiting for.
There's the goal that Gateshead have been waiting for indeed. And it was Tinkler who drove into the box, tried the long range shot, it was spilled by the keeper. No, it was Luke Armstrong.
It would have been interesting, Dave, if it was still 2-0, because obviously that would have just been a little bit game on, wouldn't it? But yeah. I think two goals to come back now. I think we're about 87, 88 minutes, but it would have been interesting had it only been two.
Fair play to Gateshead, not giving up the ghost here, have they, and have chased everything down even deep into injury time.
They've not been too bad second half. And there goes the final whistle.
Yeah, there does go the final whistle, and that is the end of the action here at the Peninsula Stadium in Salford. And the final score here is Salford City 3, Gateshead 1. And it's been a fine evening of entertainment. We've seen some good goals, some good players on show tonight, and it's Salford who go through to the second round of the cup.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.